This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, today, the Supreme Court of India ruled against the Swiss drug maker Novartis. The company was seeking patent protection for its cancer drug Gleevec. The decision has implications for the pharmaceutical industry around the world and for millions of people in poor countries. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
The basic question in this Supreme Court case was whether Novartis could tweak one of its drugs and gain patent protection. The answer was no. Jennifer Cohn of Doctors Without Borders says that's a huge win for people all over the globe.
India has been called the pharmacy to the developing world, and that's because it provides a great deal of affordable, quality generic medicines to people living in low and middle income countries.
Cohn says the ruling potentially blocks efforts to increase the number of patents in other emerging markets. Pharmaceutical companies warn this limits their ability to invest in new drugs that could combat illness and disease. Andy Behrens at Bloomberg says the more the rest of the world uses generics, the more Western nations will be called on to subsidize corporate research and development.
If the developing countries can fund some of this R&D costs, it makes it easier for the U.S. not have to bear the burden of that innovation.
Behrens says the real threat to drug makers is if countries like the U.S. also adopt more generic-friendly policies, a development Behrens sees as unlikely. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.